This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadga with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges industrialists and multinational companies to invest in Nepal. Speaker Debraj Khimera leaving for Cambodia this evening to attend the 11th plenary session of International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace. Nepali Congress gathers suggestions from experts for country's economic reforms. And more than 40 people killed after gunmen attacked passenger vehicles in Pakistan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and CPN UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has urged industrialists and multinational companies to invest as investment-friendly environment is created within the country. Addressing the awareness assembly organized by the CPN UML Kathmandu Valley's three district committees today at Darbar Mark, Prime Minister Oli urged the investors to invest with confidence as the government is on a mission to create a prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali by maintaining peace and security in the country. The Prime Minister also claimed that the Nepal's economy is improving due to policies and plans adopted by the current UML Congress-led government. He also clarified that the coalition of the current government will remain until the next election. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli asserted that his upcoming official visit to China will be successful. He made it clear that his visit to China will not only be for the sake of visit, but would be focused in the interest of the country and the people. The Prime Minister is embarking on China visit on the 2nd of December. Speaker Debraj Khimera called on President Ramchandra Podyal at the President's office in Sital Nivas today. The Secretariat of the President said in the meeting, Speaker Khimera briefed the President about his visit to Cambodia. Speaker Khimera is going to Cambodia at 9:45 this evening in connection with attending the 11th plenary session of the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace, to be held in Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh, from the 23rd to the 26th of November. Ambassadors from three countries today submitted letters of credence before President Ramchandra Podyal. The ambassadors submitting letters of credence before President Podyal were Resident Ambassador of Israel to Nepal, Sumlik Ari Bas, the Non-Resident Ambassador of Spain to Nepal, Juan Antonio Mars Pujol, and the Non-Resident Ambassador of New Zealand to Nepal, Patrick John Rata. Separate special ceremonies were held for presenting the credence at the President's office in Sital Nivas. The government has added members from the private sector to the High-Level Economic Reform Suggestion Committee formed under the chairmanship of former Secretary Rameshwar Prasad Khanal. Chandra Prasad Thakal, chairperson of the Nepal Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Rajesh Kumar Agrawal, chairperson of Nepal Chamber of Commerce, and Kamlesh Kumar Agrawal, chairperson of Nepal Chamber of Commerce from the private sector, have been added as members of the commission. Government spokesperson and communication minister Prithibi Subba Grung informed that the cabinet meeting held yesterday added the members to the High-Level Economic Reform Suggestion Commission. The cabinet meeting also approved a grant assistance of 11.34 million Swiss francs, approximately 1.77 billion rupees, for the implementation of the Safe Migration Program. The cabinet also approved the agenda of the second meeting of the Nepal-China Coordination Mechanism for Border Trade and Cooperation to be held in Kathmandu on the 20th of November. Visiting Indian Chief of Army Staff Upendra Dwivedi paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today. During the meeting held at his office in Simhadarbar today, Prime Minister Oli expressed happiness over the traditional continuity of the exchange of conferring the title of Honorary General on the Indian Chief of Army Staff and of Nepal between the two countries. Earlier on Thursday, President Ramchandra Poddel had conferred the insignia of Honorary General of Nepali Army on the Indian Army Chief Dwivedi. Nepali Congress has collected inputs and recommendations on the measures for economic reforms by taking stock of the existing economic status of the country. Organizing a discussion in Kathmandu today, the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party had consulted with the former finance ministers, former ministers of state for finance, former vice chairperson of the National Planning Commission, and the economic experts. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Sam Kumar Khimira said that the suggestions received would be approved by the next meeting of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party. This news comes to you from Dead Nepal. Not time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओइ मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Poddel has said that an investment-friendly environment has been created in the country. Speaking in a news conference held in Kathmandu today, Minister Poddel mentioned that after Nepal got a BB score in the sovereign credit rating, Nepal has become a suitable environment for the investment. He also claimed that the rating indicates that Nepal's economic structure, public finance mobilization, and microeconomic and financial conditions are investment-friendly and advanced. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 41 people, including women and children, have been killed after unidentified gunmen opened fire on a convoy of 200 passenger vehicles travelling through a remote area of Pakistan. The BBC cited the area's deputy police commissioner as saying that the vehicles were attacked as they travelled through the tribal district of Khurram in Pakistan, close to the Afghan border. It is said that the gunmen initially targeted the convoy's police escort. Police were protecting the convoy following months of sectarian violence in the area, which has claimed dozens of lives this year. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that the Thursday's strike on the city of Dnipro was a response to Ukraine, having used US and British-supplied long-range missiles against targets in Russia. According to the BBC, Russia said it is certain the US understands the warning it sent to the West by deploying the weapon. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has feared that the Russian use of the weapon is a clear and severe escalation and called on the world to respond. Likewise, NATO has stated that Russia's use of an experimental immediate-range ballistic missile against Ukraine will not change the course of the conflict. According to reports from Dutch and US media, NATO Secretary General and Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte is expected to meet with US President-elect Donald Trump to discuss the Ukraine issues. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly region of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. There are also chances of heavy light snowfall rather at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges industrialists and multinational companies to invest in Nepal. Speaker Debraj Khimira leaving for Cambodia this evening to attend the 11th plenary session of International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace. Nepali Congress gathered suggestions from experts for country's economic reforms, and more than 40 people killed after gunmen attacked passenger vehicles in Pakistan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.